was recently revealed that Donald Trump's Trump Media and Technology Group actually applied for an H-1B visa in order to bring in at least one foreign worker to work at Truth Social, rather than, of course, hiring an American worker. Now, ordinarily, this isn't a big deal. In fact, according to the Trump Media and Technology Group, they didn't even hire the worker, right? That was old management. They said that it applied for that visa, and then when they found out about it, they just didn't do it. So we don't have to worry, of course, about Donald Trump, the guy running on a platform of anti-immigrants, actually hiring immigrants to run his failing social media company. But here's where the story takes some very interesting turns. See, it turns out that their claim that this old management is the one that had filed for the visa, the new management, when they found it, they got rid of it. That never happened. You see, the old management is actually the same as the new management because at the time the visa was applied for, Devin Nunes was the CEO of Truth Social or Trump Media and Technology Group, and he's still the CEO today. So old management is the same as the new management. So that statement where they said, no, old management did that, then we found out and got rid of it and we got new manager, that couldn't have happened because the same people are running the company today that were running the company when the visa was applied for. So that's one problem. Another problem, of course, is the fact that when Donald Trump was first running for president in 2016, he actually railed against the H-1B visa program, saying, quote, first of all, I think I know the H-1B very well, and it's something that I frankly use, and I shouldn't be allowed to use it. We shouldn't have it. Second of all, I think it's very important to say, well, I'm a businessman, and I have to do what I have to do. And then, of course, a couple weeks after taking office, he signs an executive order, buy American and hire American. Even as he's like, hey, listen, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and I'm going to hire foreign workers to come in because I can pay them less. I don't have to give them benefits. And of course, if I decide to screw them over, they can't do anything about it because then they lose their job. They lose the visa. They get shipped back to their country. Now, this is actually something that I've spoken with Mike Papantonio about on America's Lawyer over at Ring of Fire numerous times. This is the reason we never see any real kind of changes with immigration policy here in the United States. It's because of people like Donald Trump, right? These CEOs, these millionaires and billionaires running these companies. The reason they want as many people coming into this country as possible is so that they can take advantage of them. They know that these people are not coming over here to commit crimes. They're not coming over here to be bad people. They're coming over here to work, to help their families. So these companies, these people like Donald Trump and all of these other companies, they take advantage of these people. They bring them in. They pay them pennies on the dollar for what they'd have to pay a resident worker. They put them in unsafe conditions. They put them in positions where they will lose an arm or lose a finger, possibly worse. And they know that these workers can't say a thing about it because one, either they're completely undocumented and if they complain, they get deported. Or two, if they complain, they lose their job. Then with no job, no visa, you're out of here. So these people coming across this border, undocumented and documented alike, are being taken advantage of by people like Donald Trump. They are screwing them over. And that's why we still see immigration policy being an issue in campaigns, but then disappearing once people get into office. Because the corporate donors, the people pulling the strings of the political parties, want these workers over here, so there will never be meaningful action on it. The other side of that is that our economy is dependent on foreign workers. There are businesses across this country. There's businesses in your hometown that would not be able to function without either migrants coming in or the H-1B visa program or some other form of hiring foreign workers. We do need these people. They are vital to our economy. But they're also the political enemy of people running for office. They're also the best friends because they're so easy to take advantage of corporations. These are human beings. They're entitled to their rights. They're entitled to their life. And corporations are screwing them over at every given opportunity. And now we know that Donald Trump's own company, Trump Media and Technology, tried to do the same thing. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. We can't buy their excuse that they didn't. So, who knows? All I know is that these are human beings, and they're being taken advantage of by the wealthiest people in this country. Recently, Trump's Media and Technology Group announced that they had gone with an audit company. You know, the company that makes sure all the finances are on the up and up, the revenue is what they're reporting, the, you know, expenditures are what they're reporting, basically to make sure that all of the financial information coming out of the company is accurate. Trump Media and Technology Group announced recently that they hired a company named BF Borgers. And according to new reports, BF Borgers has some pretty serious problems that are going to create some very serious problems for Truth Social. Let me read you this. A report from the Financial Times found that BF Borgers accounting firm principal Ben F. Borgers has filed forms using 10 different names, including Ben F. Borgers, Blake F. Borgers, and Ben F. Vonesh, among others, that may just be simple misspellings. The company also has a history of ongoing disputes. BF Borgers is consistent in its own way, the report says, with the regulator having used its most recent report to flag the firm's continued high levels of instances of non-compliance with PCAOB standards or rules and quality control defects noted in both the 2021 and 2019 inspections. The report notes that the U.S. Public Company Accounting Oversight Board, that's the PCAOB, has previously found Borgers' form, quote, failed to properly check clients' revenues, accounts receivable, debt levels, fair value assumptions, and numerous other key financial metrics. In fact, it's so bad, like using the different names to file your forms, like, oh, it's a misspelling. You said your last name was Vonesh instead of Borgers. That's not a misspelling. Like, that is a totally different name. Oh, I said my name was Blake instead of Ben. I got confused. It kind of sounds like you're trying to hide what's happening. One financial expert said, if multiple names are due to careless mistakes and lack of attention, then how can we trust him concerning his attention to the audits that he has to supervise? So the financial expert's like, okay, even if he just misspelled his own name, if he's misspelling his own name, that alone raises red flags, right? Like, we probably want somebody overseeing the financial aspects of this company that knows their own name, right? I mean, of course, that is a bit of a sarcastic, snarky response, because the truth is, you don't misspell your own name. And you don't misspell your own name to where it creates, somehow miraculously, whole new names. That's not something that people do at all. But this is the company that is in charge of telling investors, stockholders, and potential stockholders how well Trump Media and Technology is doing. They constantly get in trouble with the regulators, or at least have multiple times. I guess constantly is not the right word, but multiple times getting in trouble with regulators who say, hey, you completely misrepresented everything about this company. You misrepresented everything about this company. Your own record keeping is also pretty bad, and we don't even know what your real name is at this point because you've used 10 different names. So we're supposed to trust this company to tell us how well Truth Social's doing, how well Trump Media and Technology's doing? If this is who you're going with, and this is who you're going with, then this should be a massive red flag, flashing red light to anyone out there considering buying stock in this company. Because if we're supposed to trust these idiots with how well the company's doing, probably best to just stay away from that stock altogether. So last week, the Attorney General in the state of Arizona announced criminal charges against 18 people, 11 of them fake electors from the state with regard to the 2020 election. The other seven were, of course, close friends and allies of Donald Trump, some of whom have already been arrested in the past and are awaiting their criminal trials. People like Rudy Giuliani, John Eastman, Mark Meadows, Mike Roman, Jenna Ellis, who, of course, worked out a plea deal with prosecutors in Georgia. But there was one other person indicted in Arizona who is new to all this, somebody that has not been indicted with Donald Trump in the past. Even though Trump was not indicted in Georgia, he was listed as an unindicted co-conspirator. And that person happens to be Christina Bobb. Now, Christina Bobb has been working as a lawyer for Donald Trump, or at least had been, for quite some time. She is, of course, the individual who signed the sworn affidavit to the Department of Justice saying, "We've given you everything we have at Mar-a-Lago," which was a lie. You had not given them all of the documents Trump was hiding at Mar-a-Lago. So shocking, by the way, that you were not criminally charged for that. You signed a sworn affidavit that was a lie. So that's criminal, but somehow you were not charged for that. But most recently, Christina Bobb got a new job. Shortly before she was charged with election crimes, Christina Bobb was put in charge of the RNC's new election integrity unit. She is going to serve as the lead senior counsel for the RNC's election integrity unit that is being set up by new chair and co-chair Michael Whatley and Laura Trump. They picked this loyal Trump lawyer, a woman who, whether she knew it or not, has lied for Trump in the past to federal authorities and said, "This is the person we want to run our election integrity unit at the Republican Party." And now that individual in charge of election integrity has been charged with election crimes. Let that sink in for a moment. You picked this person to make sure that there's no criminal activity in elections, and then she immediately gets hit with criminal charges for election charges, like fraud. What is it here? Fraud, conspiracy, forgery. Yeah, we totally trust you, RNC and Christina Bobb, to tell us which elections are safe and which are not. You seem to be the experts on that, right? This, like so many other things that have happened recently, the only thing I can use to describe this is just utter insanity. The Republican Party thinks you are stupid. They genuinely believe that they're the only smart people on the planet, and everybody else is so dumb that they're outside eating dirt and licking rocks. That's what they think of you. Decisions like this to put somebody like Christina Bobb in charge of election integrity, when they knew that she was already under investigation, it shows you how little they think of you, how dumb they think you are. And that is the message that I always like to drive home for anybody on the right. They think you're dumb. They have no respect for you. They don't give a damn about you. You think they care about you? What has this Congress controlled by Republicans done for you? Nothing. And we know that because they've had Republican congresspeople come out and admit that they have done nothing for you. So you continue to vote Republican and you get nothing out of it. You get treated like a moron. They undermine you. They're not keeping any of their promises to you. So what the hell are you even doing? They're just openly mocking you at this point by putting alleged criminals in charge of making sure no crimes are committed. That is how little they think of you. That is how dumb they think you are. So if you keep supporting them at this point, I guess you're proving them right. One of my favorite things about Donald Trump being on criminal trial right now is not just the fact that he's facing justice for his alleged activity, but I love the fact that it is driving everybody on the right totally insane as they twist themselves into pretzels trying to defend and even try to make the best of the fact that their candidate is sitting in a courtroom facing criminal trials. The most recent person, of course, was a man by the name of Stuart Stevens, a Republican consultant who wrote a column for the New York Times where he said that this criminal trial happening right now in Manhattan is somehow, for Donald Trump, a, quote, gift from the political gods. Mr. Stevens seems to be laboring under the delusion, as Donald Trump himself is, that somehow this criminal trial is actually going to just catapult him directly into the White House in November, in spite of the fact that literally every piece of evidence suggests the exact opposite will happen. So Donald Trump has suggested this is going to help him. Alina Haba has. And now we have Mr. Stevens, a Republican consultant, who thinks, oh, this is the greatest thing for Donald Trump ever. Like, here's all this data showing you that it's going to destroy his political career. And you're just ignoring that. And you're saying, oh, Democrats, you're screwed now. Let me read you what Mr. Stevens said. The Trump campaign is not about persuasion. It's about stirring up anger inside every possible Trump supporter so that voting is a righteous act of fury, not a mere civic duty. If you believe the deep state stole the last election, the legal persecution of Mr. Trump is further proof of the state's desperation to keep him from reassuming his rightful place in the Oval Office. Combine all that with a less than inspiring Biden coalition, and it's a blueprint for a Trump Electoral College victory. In this strategic paradigm, indictments and subsequent court appearances are a gift from the political gods. Mr. Trump is a candidate of anger and grievance, which has always had a strange quality for someone who was a millionaire in high school. How can the man with a golden toilet be a victim? White grievance was Mr. Trump's on-ramp to the victim podium in his previous runs. That's still essential to the Trump candidacy, but now, in his telling, he can add the burden of persecution by corrupt and mostly non-white prosecutors to the cross he carries to that cavalry hill called the White House. Now, to be honest, I don't know if Mr. Stevens is saying this because he supports Donald Trump or if he is an anti-Trump person saying, hey, these trials are going to help him and hurt Biden. Y'all need to be careful. But it doesn't matter which side he's actually on, because what he's saying is patently false. Every single poll, and I don't mean most polls. I don't mean some polls. Every single poll that has ever been taken on the issue shows that if Trump gets a criminal conviction, he loses the election. Every poll shows that. Every one of them. There is not a single outlier. Not to mention the fact that recent polls have shown us that most Americans actually think Trump did the things he's accused of doing, including a large number of Republicans. So most Americans do not think he is innocent. Most Americans believe that he should face trial. Most Americans agree that he should not have immunity. And most Americans want the trials to all wrap up before the 2024 election. So literally all of the data refutes all of these points. But what's even funnier, and I don't know if you caught this, so let me read it to you again. But Mr. Stevens makes a very damning point that ruins his whole argument. If you believe, the Trump campaign is not about persuasion. It's about stirring up anger inside every possible Trump supporter so that voting is a righteous act of fury, not a mere civic duty. Trump supporter. So you're already admitting, even as you argue this will help Trump, you're also admitting it's only working to the people who already support him. How is that going to work? The MAGA movement doesn't even make up a majority of the Republican Party itself. And if those are the only people he's energizing, well, guess what? Those people were already gonna vote for him. They were gonna show up. So your own premise is undone by that one line in your own article. Like, you refuted yourself and you didn't even realize it. The data is not on your side. You don't even appear to be on your side. And trust me, the public is not feeling any sympathy for the big orange idiot sitting in that New York courtroom. Thanks for listening to today's Fair and Balanced Daily. Stay up to date with all of our content by finding us on YouTube at youtube.com/fairandbalanced and follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram @fairandbalanced.